Hey, welcome back to another episode of the podcast with Bipolar J. This episode is titled Episode 19, Habit Loops. We all know the importance of habit loops. How it works is basically you need to have a cue which happens before the behavior. And then you need to reward yourself at the end of that, and then repeat that cycle over and over again. So I'll take an example from my own personal life. So before bedtime, so the behavior is I want to go to sleep. So what is the cue? I have a bunch of cues, but one of them is I have to take a shower. And then the reward is that I have a functioning brain at the end of the next day. Now, with the medication I'm currently taking, it's quite f hard to focus after I take the medication. So I'm gonna try to build a new habit loop, habit reward loop. So the way I'm thinking of it is that before taking the medication, I'm gonna play some video games. So that's gonna be a cue. It's the end of a different loop. It's the reward of a different loop that I'm not gonna mention here. But it's fun, it's rewarding, great. But it's also a cue to my next loop, which is to go to sleep. So I'm gonna play a video game. I'm gonna take a shower. So these are two are both cues. It's time to go to bed. And then I'm gonna have my behavior, which is head to bed. And then the reward is nice night of sleep. Wake up refreshed in the morning. I should explain this in more detail. It makes more sense in my mind, but right now it's like I just took my meds. It's like 8 o'clock and I'm just like just really tired, so it's hard to focus actually. So I think I'm just gonna go head to bed and wake up in the morning and try to draw this all out. I probably should listen to this podcast to see what my thinking process was like, because I'm pretty sure if I listen back to this, I can expand on this topic of the habit loop and how exactly it works. Because this is quite valuable and important when you're trying to piece your life back together again after an episode or just after some major life event.